This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us in the studio from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And also this story, Bloomberg reports, Sean, that Indonesian ride-hailing provider Gojek is set to receive more investments, which will see them become a global company. What details do we have?
Yeah, sources have reportedly told Bloomberg that Gojek has been offered at least $1 billion in new funding. And the money is actually coming from existing investors who are eager to accelerate its overseas expansion. And currently, those backing the funding include Tencent Holdings, China's biggest internet firm, together with Warburg Pincus. They have reportedly discussed about this informally. But as of now, Gojek hasn't decided whether it wants to accept the additional capital or not.
Yeah, well, Gojek also raised funds recently from investors, including from Singapore. Do we know what happened to that capital?
Yes, Singapore state investment company Temasek Holdings was part of that funding. Google was also one of the investors together with Chinese online shopping giant JD.com. And that round of funding brought in about $1.5 billion in new capital. It took the company's value to about $5 billion. And Gojek says it will invest $500 million to expand its ride-hailing and other services to Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, and the Philippines. And the company basically wants to leverage on Uber's withdrawal from Southeast Asia. And this technically means that it will pit Gojek directly against Grab, which is also growing its presence in a region of more than 600 million people.
Well, a lot of exciting things with regards to Gojek.
Yeah, and we've not heard of Gojek. Expansion to Malaysia yet?
Yeah,
that seriously. But with the new transport ministry, new minister, new policies, we might see them here sooner than later.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Let's move on to stocks. The Telekom Malaysia shares react to any particular resignation?
Yes, it is. It's the season of sudden resignations.
And, yes, it is.
TM shares jumped more than 8% after its group CEO Dato' Sri Shazali Ramli resigned, citing personal reasons, and the group appointed Dato' Bazlan Osman as acting group CEO with immediate effect. TM was the second biggest mover on Bursa Malaysia earlier today, and it closed up 5.6% at RM3.94.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.